Chapter 13. Jason was currently laid out on the couch, his head resting on Danny's lap as they lounged around Danny's apartment together. Jason currently had his laptop resting atop his stomach as he scrolled through online colleges with good humanities programs. Above him, Danny ran his fingers through Jason's hair slowly as he read Pride and Prejudice. Jason could always tell when Danny was getting to an intriguing part or a frustrating part, with how he would stop playing with Jason's hair for a few moments before he started up once again. "You know," Danny murmured above him, "if you think about it, Jason Todd is the known criminal Red Hood." Flames flickered in the room in curiosity for just a moment, telling Danny to continue. "Jason Peters, on the other hand, is just a normal guy from Crime Alley," Danny continued, setting his book to the side as he looked down at his boyfriend. "Why not enroll as Jason Peters so you're less at risk of getting arrested? Because, unfortunately, for as much good as you do as Red Hood, you are, sadly, considered a crime lord and a serial killer." Jason snorted, but nodded his head in agreement. Danny had a point. Jason Todd's future was practically ruined. He would never have the chance to be more than a crime lord. "Everyone knows what I look like, darling," Jason murmured, his flames low and sad. He had been playing with the idea of college for a while, but it had been going to the infinite realms, seeing the way that they were all getting to continue enjoying existence after they died, that made him realize he was still alive. He still had an entire life to live, and dreams and hopes and desires. And a young teenage Jason, once upon a time, had wanted to go to college and be an English teacher. Seeing Acropolis and talking to the ghostwriter, though, it had given him hope. Sure, he had been thinking about it for a while now. The more he saw how happy Danny was running his coffee shop and being a safe place for others, and it had the gears in Jason's head spinning the entire time he was in the infinite realms. There may be a time when he will be able to successfully kill the Joker once and for all and finally get his revenge. But in the meantime, living a happy and meaningful life and engaging in the dreams of a young 15-year-old Jason Todd would be its own form of revenge if he thought about it. Joker had wanted to snuff out his light, to ruin a family, and destroy Bruce by killing his precious son. But Jason's light would not be snuffed. His rage and desire to live had brought him back to life for a reason. He was still going to murder Joker in a slow and painful way as soon as he got the chance. But until then, he needed to learn how to live and just exist in the world again, and he was going to do just that. "Ghostwriter told me that there are universities in the Ghost Zone," Jason said casually as he looked at Gotham Academy. "If I went there, I wouldn't have to worry about not being able to communicate with others. I'd be able to learn under some of the most enlightened people to ever exist. He said that Aristotle and Dante taught at a university in the Infinite Realms. Can you even imagine what that would be like?" Danny let out a soft laugh. "The University of the Infinite Realms is typically for souls who died before they could go to school, and for academics who missed being able to teach or theorize. I don't know how meaningful the degree would be for a human. I don't know what you'd be able to do with it." "I'm going to be doing this for as long as I can, babe. After that, I'll be set. I have enough money to live comfortably for 3 lifetimes. I want to go for myself, not for any other reason," Jason told him, the fires stirring within him, flames licking out at the excitement of getting to go to school, to talk to the greats, and to talk to some of the best authors in existence. He wanted it. He wanted it more than anything. "That makes sense," Danny murmured, petting Jason's hair once more as he grabbed his book. "We can go tour it soon. I'll get a stable portal built either here or at your apartment so that you can go to the Infinite Realms without having to rely on me every time you need to go to class," Danny told him. Jason gave him a curious look. "Like the one you died in?" he asked bluntly, looking at Danny in surprise. He knew that Danny was cautious around electricity still, and knew that Danny especially struggled with the portal even years later, and to think that he would build a portal just for Jason to go to class had his small revenant's core fluttering inside of him. He was, once again, struck by just how much he loved Danny, how much he treasured his boyfriend. "In a way," Danny murmured, "not quite the same. Now that I'm stronger and more mature in my powers, I can just open them as you've seen. All I would do is open a portal like the one I have in the coffee shop and make it keyed to just you, so you're the only one who can come in and out." The Revenant sat up, his hair all over the place from Danny's incessant playing. "There's a portal in the coffee shop?" Danny laughed and nodded once. Of course. How do you think some of the ghosts come through to enjoy my shop? Gotham has a lot of ectoplasm around it, but not enough to form stable portals for ghosts. My portal allows my friends to come in and out whenever my shop's open, and it's also there if any of the Gotham ghosts want to visit the Infinite Realms and come back when they want. Jason let out a hum. That made a lot of sense. Not all ghosts could make portals to get around. Jason still didn't know a lot about ghosts, something else that would be mitigated if he went to school in the Infinite Realms, but he knew well enough that his boyfriend was by far more powerful than most ghosts in existence. Knowing now that Danny had, at only 14 years old, defeated the former Ghost King, proved to Jason just how powerful his lover was. And yet, that power seemingly meant nothing to Danny, considering he could do anything he wanted, could be king of the Infinite Realms, he could be a superhero. He could do so much. But he decided to protect his peace. He decided to open a coffee shop, and if Jason was being honest with himself, he was jealous of his boyfriend for being so comfortable with himself and confident in himself to do that. "What are you thinking so hard about?" Danny asked, peering down at Jason curiously. Jason just grinned at him and pulled Danny's head down and pressed a soft kiss to his lover's lips, his core singing inside of him. Ancients. He loved Danny more than he would ever be able to explain to someone. Danny just chuckled and kissed Jason softly, hands pressing against Jason's cheeks for a moment before he pulled away. "Quit distracting me from my novel. You're the one who wanted me to read this damn book." Jason stuck his tongue out at Danny before he stood up, set the laptop on the coffee table, and stretched, showing off his belly button as his shirt lifted just slightly. He let out a yawn and pressed a kiss to the top of Danny's head before he trekked into the kitchen to grab something to drink. His phone buzzed in his sweatpants. He grumbled to himself and pulled it out to find a text from Roy telling him that he and Corey were Earthside once again and that Dick had let it slip that he had a boyfriend. A low growl slipped out of Jason's core as he texted his stupid best friend back, saying that he would introduce him to Danny eventually, but not quite yet. Sure, he and Danny had been dating for nearly 6 months now, but he still considered them in the honeymoon phase, and he wasn't quite ready to start sharing Danny with more people. The ghosts, Cass, Dick, and Tim were enough. He poured himself a glass of milk and went searching for Danny's chocolate syrup when his phone started ringing, and an annoyed growl slipped out of him once again. Why couldn't he just make his chocolate milk and enjoy his lazy Saturday with Danny in peace? All of his men knew to leave him alone on Saturdays, that those days were for him and Danny and them alone. He found Dick's annoying picture on the screen of his phone and rolled his eyes before he answered, and Dick's face popped up on the screen.
"Little Wing, you actually answered,"
Dick exclaimed, only for Jason to give him an irritated look as he set the phone down and started looking for the chocolate syrup that he knew his boyfriend kept in the house just for Jason.
"I was calling to see if you wanted to hang out soon. Maybe we could grab drinks and just go out for a night like we used to. If you want, Danny can come too, or it could be just us."
Jason faced the phone once again and signed to his brother that he was busy.
"You're always busy. What are you so busy with?"
Dick demanded, pushing his lip out in a pout.
"I'm just busy," Jason signed to him, letting out a huff as he did.
At the sad look on Dick's face, though, Jason found himself feeling guilty. He sighed.
"Let me figure some stuff out, then we can get drinks."
Dick's face brightened exponentially at that.
"Really?"
"Please," Danny shouted from the other room. "All he does is work and bother me. Go take him to get drinks or something." Jason shot a glare off at the doorway before he looked back to find Dick chuckling softly.
"I'm glad you found someone who makes you so happy, Jace. You deserve it."
The Revenant grinned. "He's a pain in the ass," he signed to his brother. "I love him." Dick's eyebrows shot up.
"Have you told him that yet?"
Jason shook his head.
"Not yet. Want it to be perfect."
His big brother gave him a soft smile.
"I'm happy for you, Little Wing. Text me when you're ready to get drinks and we can go out and have a boys' night. Maybe we can invite the others if you want."
"I'll think about it."
The grin on Dick's face made Jason smile. Maybe Danny was right, and trying to rebuild a relationship with his brothers and sister could be a good thing. It's not like he had to accept Bruce back in his life to do so. Danny shot up in bed, a gasp coming out of him as he felt Jason thrash around in the bed beside him, whimpers and chirps coming out of his core as he grabbed harshly at Danny's arm,
tears in his eyes as he flip-flopped in bed, his chest rising and falling faster and faster. "Shit," Danny murmured, before he moved closer to his boyfriend and shook his shoulder lightly. "Jason, Jason, wake up," he said harshly. "It's just a nightmare," he said, shaking his shoulders. Jason let out a gasp as his eyes shot open and he sat up, looking around wildly, his hand going to his throat as he panted harshly. "It's okay, you're okay. You're here with me," Danny said like a mantra, holding Jason's face in his hands, his thumbs rubbing up and down Jason's cheeks softly as he started practicing breathing techniques with his boyfriend, watching as he slowly started to calm down. The Revenant, still shaky, finally managed to calm down and pressed his hand to his throat and ran a finger along the scar that would forever mar his throat. A tear ran down his cheek and a sob slipped out of his body before he buried his face in Danny's shoulder, his strong arms wrapped around Danny's waist as he sobbed. Heartbreaking, soul-wracking sobs escaped from Jason's body as he held on to Danny like a lifeline. Danny said nothing as he smoothed Jason's tangled hair under his fingers, held Jason close to him, and plotted the murder of one Bruce fucking Wayne forever doing this to his own son. End of chapter 13.